And as you breathe softly, deeply, just feel yourself. Feel what happens as you focus on your breath. Feel the going inward and the sort of sweet softness that your body comes into as it relaxes. As you feel where you're sitting, where your feet are, as you enjoy that place in your neck that's just stretching gently. And take another breath. And as you breathe into your lungs, into your chest, notice that each breath opens a doorway, opens a feeling inside, opens your ability to receive. It's as though you are gently uncovering a window or gently opening a door, and you're letting in more light. And maybe you're letting in some fresh air and the sounds of the birds. Maybe some sunshine, the smell of the rain. Whatever you'd like to make this opening be. And as you are opening, you become aware of an energy that is building outside of you. An energy that is beginning to come closer and benevolently approaching you. And you face this energy and you feel this energy as it lovingly encircles you, embraces you. And it asks you, are you ready? And you say, yes. Ready. Let's do it. And spirit feels that you are ready, of course, for the beautiful messages, the loving messages, the awakening messages of Adirondack and Kriya.
Ah, so it is a good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest beings of light that you are. As you are connecting in this frequency, know that what there's Dr. Ambar says, what Lee Carroll says, is all acknowledging the field that you are in now. I want to tell you a little story about the joy. Huh? She's been singing this song. And of course, as soon as the vessel Marilyn heard it, she started going through her Rolodex in her mind to name that musical. She was singing the line, everything's going my way. Now, I'm not going to sing it because we are not singers. But she would be singing, everything's going my way. And everything is flowing in, flowing that energy, connecting in. So the musical, Oklahoma, and the song is What a Beautiful, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. It kicks the whole show off, according to the vessel Marilyn. But the point is what you are singing in your head, what you are saying in your head is that manifestation that is moving forward, is that manifestation that is acknowledging the frequency of you. And as it is acknowledging the frequency of you, you are saying, well, this is what we are creating. Now, the vessel Marilyn, of course, has a whole orchestration, a symphony going on in her head. What do you have going on in your head? You see, dearest beings of light, that energy, as it is coming through, is acknowledging what you are creating. It is stated so in the one field, the movie. If you have not seen it, see it. It is stated so by Lee Carroll this morning. And science is now proving that focus. Science is now acknowledging that energy. Dr. Amber even mentioned it in her meditation. We give thanks for her. You see, it has always been that way, that your thoughts and your feelings are creating your world outside. However, as the new human, the new energy, the new frequency, the new dimensional reality is acknowledged on this planet, dearest beings of light, it is now truer than it ever has been, that your frequency, your energy, as it is indeed coming in, is coming across in bigger, larger, streaming ways. So we are streaming here. We are acknowledging that energy here. And as you are indeed acknowledging that energy here, you are focusing on that frequency. We actually had the Vessel Marilyn draw one of the affirmations for your soul that Lee Carroll says. This one is, I am the creative force that allows physics to respond to consciousness. Therefore, I am a miracle. I am love. That frequency is going out. That energy is resounding in your field. So what song do you have playing in your head? The joy has, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I have a beautiful feeling. Everything is going my way. Huh? What song do you have? That energy, that frequency, we would say must be that energy that you are creating. So, if you're having some health issues, you can say, every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is healthy. And make up your own song. We have a dear friend, dearest Lainey, and she sings the song, I am a money magnet. I am an energy magnet. So what is your song? If you do not have one, write one. What is it, that frequency that you would love to go out into the universe to be your purchase order, as you know, and that energy that is coming back to you is happening? That is what they talk of tomorrow and beyond belief. So understand that you are your own creator. You are that frequency that is going through the energy flows of this planet, going through the energy flows of this galaxy. With that frequency, even as you see Mars as pictures that are the same as this time, this place, even though you may not be seeing these pictures because you have not subscribed to this program today and you're just hearing this message to you, understand that that frequency goes beyond Mars, goes beyond this galaxy. That is indeed what gets the attention of the galactics. To know that that frequency that is coming in is coming from you, reflecting or refracting back to you. That is why we ask you to acknowledge that affirmation. I am the creative force that allows physics and consciousness to be one. You are that miracle. You are love. Now, what does it take to acknowledge that you are love? It seems like it ought to be a very simple process. But to be love, does that mean that you get the opportunity to forgive all things, all people, all places, all experiences that you've had in the past? Yes. That willingness to forgive, to acknowledge, to create, that is your source as the new human in this dimension. We know our dear friend Kryon talks of the new human in many different transmissions. That new human is here. You are it. You are that frequency. So that is why you might want to adapt that song that you have going on in your head, huh? That is why you might want to say, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Whether it is raining or the sun is shining or it is behind the clouds or whatever. For that sets the frequency for what it is indeed that you are creating. Now, you may sit back to yourself and you may say, oh, I can't possibly be that power-filled to be able to create my own experience in this world because we have this influence and we have that influence and we have that influence. And yet, you are. Yet you are having that energy. As you are accommodating that and assimilating, we know your logical brain knows that because you are here, you've been studying this, you've been listening to Kryon, you've been listening to us. So your logical brain knows that what you are thinking about, what you are feeling, you are creating. But there's some part of you that must not buy it. Otherwise, you would not be creating those episodes that are so difficult for you to acknowledge. Or if you are creating episodes that are difficult for you to acknowledge, you will realize, oh, what a wonderful episode that is. What do I get to learn from this? And move into that with the appreciation. After all, gratitude is the abracadabra of the universe. You see, that energy defines who you are choosing to be. So, dearest beings of light, we ask you, pay attention to the songs that you play in your head. Pay attention to the music that you have in your own personal soundtrack. For you have the choice. Do you have everything coming up roses or wilted daffodils? That is your choice. We will bring you more techniques through this weekend because we love you so much. We see you. We know you. We feel your heart. We feel your questioning and things. We don't have a song going on in our head. We have nothing that's going on in our head. Well, pick a song and sing it. When that music takes off where the emotional body cannot quite get to, that keeps the energy flowing in the new dimension of reality. Dearest beings of light, trust you can create that song in your head. and keep it on the most positive flow possible. And that is the new frequency of the new human. We love you deeply. And we bid you namaste.
Namaste. Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. More than ever before, I know who is here, who is watching, who is listening. The interesting part of this, which we would call the new time, is that there are energies you didn't expect, energies of cohesion, if you want to say, of togetherness, of coherence, that are starting to come into this planet, mainly because of what is going on with you, that never would have come in before. A reboot, some have called it. One that is not comfortable. Some of that, which is sorrowful. I would like to discuss something over the next four channels. This one is number one. And those listening at some level will say, oh no, I'm going to miss the second or the third or the fourth. Or those listening to the second want to know where the first one was. If you're one of those who will not be able to hear the others in the time that they're given, I will say these should be heard together. My partner at this moment has made an arrangement for this to work for you. And that which he calls his website has all of these together for you to see and find and hear at no cost. Dear ones, I want you to hear all four. And the reason for that is they go together in a beautiful scenario with a surprise at the end. I'm going to call this the influential field of the human being. The influential field of the human being. And in the four channels, we'll talk about four of the attributes of that influential field of the human being. We speak of things which are known, and yet they are not agreed to, not recognized. Some of them which are so intuitive to humanity, people don't even want to hear. I talk about that which is not necessarily an energy field, but it's a consciousness extension of your humanity. It's actually a consciousness extension of your biology, of your brain, you might say. It's not just humanity. It also extends to other living things, to the animal kingdom and beyond. Have you ever wondered how those who are perhaps in the field as the buffaloes or others would be able to sense the enemy, not smell them, sense them? And the entire herd will then change direction and take off and all together, as though there were a signal or a gun went off and nothing of the sort happened. Instead, they had sensed what was going on and they all moved together. All through nature, you have this, and it's a survival sensing. In humans, you call it a sixth sense. And so many are aware that it is there, but it becomes sometimes the subject of metaphysics instead of science. It is science. The field exists. There is an influential consciousness antenna, if you want to call it that, around every single one of you. I'm going to use some examples I've used before. You go into the theater, you sit next to a person, and you move. And you move because you are uncomfortable for some strange reason with the person that you sat next to. What you are sensing is unbalance or sickness or whatever it is that your survival says, not right for you, not now, I'm moving. Now, How do you then prove that? How do you measure that? The answer is, at the moment, it isn't. And because you can't see it or measure it, it becomes the talk of those who are woo-woo and the talk of those who are, you know, not quite with it. Someday, those who are not quite with it will be seen as the new scientists, because they are indeed on track. It's real. There are so many of these kinds of things. How many of you have been in a place where you're simply sitting or eating, you're waiting, you're doing something, and you sense someone is staring at you, perhaps from behind? And when you can, you suddenly look around, and you're right. They are staring at you. Where did that come from? What's that call? What's the mechanics of it? You were influenced, were you not, by someone behind you who was looking. Their consciousness interfacing with your field, the two of you together, and you locked in. There's something going on. What is the process for the human being able to sense the crystalline grid? You walk into a battlefield that is not marked and you feel something's happened. The crystalline grid is broadcasting this energy, but how is it being received? What is the mechanism that you would receive this energy? That's the field. That's the influence that you're having walking into that battlefield, and you feel something. It has influenced you, has it not? You start to feel the energy, or the one behind you who is looking at you, or the one who is sitting next to you in the theater. How big is that field? I will give you an example that you will say, well, it's not exactly right. Oh, yes, it is. I've said before, twins can feel energy between themselves, each one, even if they're on the opposite sides of this planet. When something happens in one's life, the other one seems to sense it and will call. Now you'll say, well, that's not fair because they share the same DNA. What's fair is this. I will tell you, DNA has a field. In their case, it is fast. In your case, you're still sensing something, and it can be on the other side of the earth. There is no limit to quantum energy. These things are so controversial. Oh, but they exist. How do you deal with something that you know exists, and yet no one will acknowledge it? There is an influential field around you, dear ones, a big one. We've told you before that it goes both ways. You can be influenced by it, and at the same time, you can contribute to it. Here's what I mean. How many times have you heard me say to you that balance is contagious? If you are peaceful and content with yourself, and you're not in anxiety all the time, if you have that persona that is mature, that as you carry this around, people are attracted to it, they're attracted to you. You are the one they can talk to. You are the one who will not judge them. You are the one they can sit at your feet, and for a moment, they feel balanced as well. They are under your mature influence, their field and your field. And the reason I'm giving you this information, and the reason all four channels should be listened to, is because this is the core of all four. This is the process, which we will review each time, but not like this. Premise: every single human being has a consciousness field that is partially quantum, which means you can't measure it, that senses things and reacts. That field can go in both directions. You can sense things, and you can also put into the field that which you wish to. That may there influence the others. Did you get that? You put into your field something that then influences the others who have an influential field. So when you stand around people, what is the influence that you're going to send to them? the first of the four in this channel will not be long, because it's the one that I want you to know about. It's the one that is the most influential, because it's primal and it's survival, and it's the one you should know about and look for and be aware of, so you know what's going on. And it's called fear. Fear is influential. And if there are those who are fearing around you, that can cause you to fear. And you know I'm right. It's the premise even of some movies. You get enough people frightened in a theater, they're all frightened. They see what it is they see. They're influenced by the story. You know I'm right. But beyond that, it is also the methodology of some who would frighten you on purpose to allow you or influence you to do things. One of them, right now, is called mass media. It is the commercial media, the old media, that you've had for so long, and there's no conspiracy, dear ones. They are doing it out of habit. They're doing it as what they know works. If they frighten you enough, you'll stay tuned and you'll buy their products. Not being aware that it has a moral obligation not to frighten, but to soothe. Mass media, especially that which you call the news, should be invested in giving you information and also soothing you with the truth of it and being balanced with both sides of it. Look for a media someday that will always close everything they've said, not with startling music or doom and gloom, but with a positive note given intelligently and maturely by somebody you trust. That will be the new media. That will be the new news. And if until you see it, you know what you're looking at is programmed fear. Those of you who watch the media a lot know this. You don't feel real good, do you? But you're attracted, you're glued to it, because it is influencing, it's an influential field that's influencing you. That's number one, and I give it to you so you'll know it's there. Now, if you know it's there, what can you do about it? And you first, if you recognize this is something that's programming me, and you see it, it is something that I did not create. It's influencing me in a way that's not making me feel good. And then you have a choice. Stop watching it. Get your news in a better way where you can perhaps read it, perhaps from a website. And you can read the things that you wish to read, and you can stop if it looks like they are influencing you with a bias of fear. Fear is just one of the four. The others are spectacular, and they're beautiful. And that's going to be number two, three, and the surprise of four. What you get out of this channel is this. You all know that fear works. Why do you feel the way you feel when you hear frightening things? What is it? It's the field. It's that influence that you put out there, and the consciousness that it's put out there, and the result of it. You know I'm right, and it is real, real. How would you like to see the other side of it? How would you like to see what it can do in this new energy, where it's going in this new energy, how you can influence you? It goes so many ways. It's so real, palpable. You can touch it almost. It's so real. It's real in nature. It's real in you. I want you to listen to number two, number three, and number four. It's the beginning of an understanding of why things work the way they do. So when it comes time for something spectacular, it will not seem to be out of the sky. It'll be something out of you that's natural, understandable, beautiful, and is part of your legacy. I'll be back. And so it is.